Blog Talk Radio.
Stephen Hawking and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth with the Hyper Sloth Gods of Rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on because this experimental sloth cast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag.
And Rufus.
And it's been a minute since we've been back here, Rufus. You look younger. What happened? All that wine. It's like your vampire's blood, I think.
All the sulfites and sulfates and the tannins. The tannins. That's what
resveratrol, I think.
Resveratrol.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the stuff that's good for you.
The blood of life.
Is that what they call it?
Beer is food and wine's the blood of life.
Oh, I got the blood of life. I like it. You should fucking start your own brand and call it the blood of life.
Ooh, I should.
You could have different tiers all the way down to like homeless people.
I'm sure I could just white label some cheap ass wine.
I'm sure you could in 1 second. If you want, we'll just come up with a label over the next 2 minutes using ChatGPT and we'll have you a badass fucking brand ready to fucking hit the shelves.
That's all it takes these days.
Just have to put on there like the wine that's good for you. Does not cause liver failure. No, not to cause liver failure.
It actually cures liver failure.
A lot of stuff does.
Speaking of which,
guess who's no longer on blood pressure pills?
You. Were you even on them long enough to be on them?
I took them for like 4 days, dude. I could barely get out of bed. Checked my pulse one night when my wife's like, you were stopping breathing in your sleep.
What?
So I checked my pulse. My fucking pulse was 52.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so apparently I did not need a blood pressure pill. They just fucking thought it would give me something. Pressure right for the show, 122 over 73.
So why did they give them to you to begin with?
Yeah, dude, full disclosure, I've got white coat hypertension, right? When I go to the doctor, I'm like, right? So this is the crazy part about the doctor. They bring you in, dude. They walk you. First of all, you're waiting, right? You're waiting, and this doctor's office, they're watching Fox News, right?
Ooh.
I watched these people, dude. What were they talking about? They were talking about something, and these people got instantly fucking outraged. They came in a good mood. They were sitting there, right? They sit down. They're joking at the desk. They sit down and watch, like, 45 seconds of Fox News and, like, that's a fucking shame. That's bullshit, right? And they're all amped up. So I'm waiting for these people to fucking go postal.
Immigrants.
Watching Fox News, I'm like you. I'm like, oh, Jesus, right? Because it's all like, in your face, fucking, oh, their world is ending. God, they're trying to fucking take over and blah, blah, blah. It was something about, you know, I remember what it was. It was about, they had these people on, right? They're wanting to adopt a kid. But they were so mad that the adoption agency or foster parenting, whatever it is, was like, no, you can't tell this child what gender it decides to, right? These are teenagers, right? People were fucking on Fox News outraged. Well, we're good Christians, and they're not going to come into our house and tell us what gender they are, right, and all this shit. Well, then don't foster kids, right? You're not in it for the right reason. These people are into fucking collected check, of course, like most foster parents.
I mean, was that an issue with the kid they were adopting, or is that just some random question
they
asked now?
It's the rule, right? It's a rule. But they were outraged at the rule, right? More fucking phony outrage. We're outraged. And these people are like, that's a fucking shame. Yeah, no wonder there's so many kids in foster care. Let's get rid of abortion.
Right? Can you imagine if the adoption agency was like, oh, you can't indoctrinate them to a specific religion?
That's what it was all about, right? Because they were like, we're Christians, and we wanted to be able, this kid to go to, you know, church with us, and what if we want to put on it our religion? Well, I mean, religions are not indoctrinations, Rufus. They're only based on things called doctrines, right, which are the basis for all indoctrination. That's not indoctrination. Yeah.
Oh, now you're just twisting words, Zigzag. You're just twisting words around to mean what they mean.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, all right, so I'm out there, then they call you, right? They're like, meh. And of course, the lady's like, meh, 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 right? Ning, 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 ning. And I'm like, sitting there, right? They're like, ning, 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 ning. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. So I get up, and then I have to walk down like a 80-foot hallway. And this lady is practically running. They sit you down in the chair, and then they jump right on you to fucking take your pulse and your blood pressure. Right? So my pulse, first of all, this is what they use to take your pulse at a doctor's office.
What the fuck is that?
It's one of those little oximeters. That's how advanced they are at this particular doctor's office. They're like, this is a fucking $14 thing you can get on Amazon. This is a fucking legitimate piece of equipment. There, I mean, God forbid anyone listens to your pulse and comes to fucking 60 or whatever they do when they put their hands on you. So they do that. My pulse is like 92 at that point, right? Because I basically ran down this fucking hallway with this lady who's like got me all amped up because she's like, how are you this morning? Right?
Right.
And all this kind of crazy stuff.
Fox News outrage.
Right.
You have to jog.
To jog. And then you sit down and they put the fucking cuff on you. I'm telling you, this all happened in like 25 seconds. So they put the cuff on you and she's like, oh, interesting. Right? That's all she says. And I'm like, okay.
That calms you down.
Then they jump out and are like, the doctor will be with you in a minute. And then, of course, I sit for fucking 30 minutes. And then later they tell me, like 5 minutes later, they come in like, he's not here yet. Right? We're still waiting for him. I'm like, okay. I mean, did anybody tell the 50 other people waiting in the fucking parking lot? So, of course, then he comes in and is like, ooh, yeah, blood pressure is a little high, and I'm really not a big fan of that heart rate, right? And I'm like, you know, and I'm tongue-tied. I'm like, well, they fucking Fox News, and they made me run down the hallway, and, you know, and then they put you on a scale and tell you you're overweight and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, at the end of the day, it's all about the money, apparently. So I took them. Then, I read online. What I was having happen was my blood pressure was higher on the pills than when I wasn't.
Whoa,
and since
okay.
I didn't need them, what happens? Maybe this is what's happening to your dad. Is your body overcompensates, right, and pushes your blood pressure higher because it's like, well, we don't need these. What is going on? Your blood pressure is fucking dangerously low.
I've heard of that.
So that happened to me, and so I didn't tell the doctor. I just said, I'm not taking them anymore. Since then, of course, I've been eating less salt. I've been eating straight, Rufus. I've been eating very, very healthy. I've lost 15 pounds.
Really?
In the month since this. Can you tell?
I can. Well, we're wearing black. Black
right.
is swimming.
Well, it's green, but close enough.
Okay.
But I've been jogging every day and then doing the elliptical at the place where I go to work out, right?
Damn.
Like 5 miles a day.
Nice.
And... yeah, I'm feeling good. Feeling good. I probably croak at a fucking heart attack at any fucking second now. I'm primed.
But you feel good doing it.
Yeah, I'll leave a beautiful corpse, like they say, Rufus, like they say.
Like, fuck you, God, take me. I'm ready.
So, well, I mean, that's what I was like when I was on the fucking treadmill for the first time, because I'm all scared. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to have a fucking heart attack on this treadmill. And then after a minute, I'm like, fuck it, man. I just start fucking going after it. I'm like, if it's going to fucking happen, let it fucking happen, right? Because they end up giving me a stress test, a nuclear stress test.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they went all through all the fucking hoops and whatever. Only cost $11,000. I mean, what is the big deal, right?
What? I've had a stress test. It didn't cost that much.
You have a nuclear stress test, Rufus?
Oh, yeah. They pumped me full of that radioactive shit.
Yeah. Did you stay practically overnight in the hospital because they could never get to you when you needed to be there to do it?
I was there, not overnight, but I was there at least 8.5 or 9 hours.
It's a long fucking day, for sure.
Yeah, you should get. They should pay you.
They should. They should, because I told them how to do the job, most of them. The sad part is that you have to be your own advocate, right? Forget.
Yeah.
I don't want to say Dr. Google knows more than any fucking doctor out there, but Dr. Google will also increase your blood pressure because I was convinced I had heart cancer.
Now, two things. So now that you have the little finger cuff, you can just take that with you next time. That line item will be taken off your bill.
Right,
so use mine. And two, is this the same doctor that fucked up your super blood?
It actually is.
Zigzag!
It actually is.
So he fucked up your super blood and almost killed you with unnecessary medication.
He's, what can I say? The guy's got a gift.
Yeah, he's got a gift. It's called a vendetta.
He really wants to get rid of me, apparently.
I don't know. It seems like you're a pretty good customer.
Well, super blood was back shortly. Then I went and gave blood, and now I don't have super blood anymore. So the super blood is within its normal range. I have a growth on my adrenal gland, right, which they were convinced was making my blood pressure go high. So I do a 24-hour, what they call urine metanephrine test.
Jesus.
So I had to pee in a jug for 24 hours. That, you wouldn't even believe me if I told you what the fucking debacle here was.
It's like me when I go camping.
Off to the lab, right? They send it off to the lab. It comes back. It's fucking sky high, dude. It's fucking sky high.
What?
Right?
What's the number?
These metanephrines, right? These metanephrines, like, measures how much adrenaline that your adrenal glands are producing, right? Which could be a symptom of this small, like, growth I have in my adrenal gland, but most of what I have are inactive.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's not it. It's not it. So they come back sky high, right? So I'm reading through the fucking thing. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I'm kind of freaked out then, because, of course, I can get the results without them having to see them first, right? So
sure.
They come right to me. So I'm looking at them. I tell my wife, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, Jesus. They have to have my adrenal gland out, one of them, right? And she's like, oh, of course, this is Friday night at fucking like 9:30. So I'm like kind of freaking out. I'm like, I wish I didn't know this. I'm telling my wife, I'm like, okay, hold on a second. So I Google, what is the most common in a 24-hour urine test, right? And it's a fucking input error of the volume of urine that you turn in. I turned in less than 1,800 milliliters. And I knew that for a fact because I'm like, God, will they even be able to test this jug like a fucking, I don't know, like a milk jug almost,
yeah.
Right? A small milk jug, a half-gallon milk jug, I guess. So I'm like, I didn't pee very much over the 24 hours or whatever. So I'm looking it through the stuff, and it says that my urine volume is 9,999 milliliters, right? So I Google that. I'm like, what is that? That's 2.5 fucking gallons.
What?
Right? So the lady calls me Monday morning. I'm like, look, there's an error on this test. It's saying that I turned in fucking 999 milliliters. I only turned in 1,800. And she's like, nope. The doctor wants you to see a specialist. They made me a referral assistant. And I'm like, this is not right. And they won't accept for me that it's not right. So I get in touch with LabCorp, right, who does the – and I fucking email them. I'm like, look, I think there was an entry error, right? I don't turn in 1,800 milliliters. You guys got 2,999 milliliters, which I said seems to me like some kind of default thing, right?
Yeah.
They fucking email me back and say, yeah, the clinic where you turned in your stuff never got with us with a fucking volume. 999 milliliters is our default number, right? We didn't have anything else to put in there. If we left it blank, you would have never got your test results back.
Dude, I am telling you that clinic is just trying to make money.
The clinic is the worst. I'm never going back there. So I call him again, and I'm explaining to the lady. I'm like, she's like, well, no, I called the clinic, right, because I was telling the nurse, the doctor's office, this is not right. She's like, well, I called the clinic, and they said everything was turning right. I said, well, I heard from LabCorp, and they told me it wasn't right. Right? And I'm trying not to argue with the lady.
Oh, you're
you know
dropping
I mean?
Names.
It's not even her fault. And she's like, well, I just don't know who to believe. I said, I'm believing LabCorp, right, because
yeah.
They're telling me they didn't get the volume from the clinic. And so, like, 4 days later, she calls me back, and she's like, oh, turns out you were right. All your tests are within normal ranges, so I guess you don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm like,
yeah,
but keep the referral if you want. So I told her, I'm keeping the fucking referral. just because I've reached my out-of-pocket limit now for whatever. You know what I mean? So I'm like, well, at least this guy, because you're supposed to have this thing measured, this thing on my dream, every fucking, like, year for the first couple of years, and then, like, every 2 or 3 years. Well, for me, it's been 7 years. Right? No one called me. It's like, you should have this thing checked out or whatever.
I've never even heard of it.
So I went and got a CAT scan. Yes, I had a CAT scan on this thing. And it's grown 1 millimeter in the last 7 years. Right. So
what does that mean? What does it do?
It, well, mine is outside of my adrenal gland. So it's called an adrenal lipoma, but it's called a myolipoma, right? Which is just small fatty growth on your adrenal gland. It happens to like 14% of people they find out have it when they are, when they have like incidental, it's found incidentally on like a CAT scan, or you die and they fucking cut you open. They're like, oh, look, there's one right there. But it's not that unusual, but it can go active and make your adrenal gland go crazy, so which makes your heart, your blood pressure go high for no reason. So here we are.
Got a racket worked out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm seeing Dr. Feelgood. The good thing about him is almost killed me a couple of times now.
Yeah.
And here's the funny part.
Third time's the charms, exactly.
Here's the funny part, that when I did have COVID, I called him and wanted that Paxlovid stuff that you take when you have COVID, which that shit works really fucking good. It really does. If you ever get COVID, I don't. Did you ever get it?
No, still haven't had it.
Well, don't have it, huh? Are you an ancient? Are you an ancient alien astronaut?
Alcohol doesn't let any infectious diseases inhabit my body for more than a microsecond.
It's like injecting your body with bleach, kind of.
Yeah, practically. See, that's why I'm voting for Trump.
So, anyway. This doctor, I've had this doctor since I was 14, dude.
That's a miracle.
40 years. He hasn't killed me yet, so I'm like, what the fuck? Might as well stick with him.
He's trying.
But I don't understand it. He's in good health. I'm like, man, how is it that I got old? This fucking guy stayed the same goddamn age, it seems like.
Adrenochrome.
It is, baby, the adrenochrome. That's what they're putting in Bud Light now, I saw.
See? That's why I haven't gotten COVID.
Kid Rock insisted.
Remember when we used to admire and like Kid Rock, and then Trump got elected, and now we know that he's a douchebag piece of shit?
Yeah, yes, I do. I remember when Ba or whatever came out. Yes, yes. I actually had that on my iTunes. I recently erased it.
Did you really?
No, Kid Rock. Oh, I can't eat those yet, damn it.
What is that? Chicken nugget?
Chicken nugget. You ready?
I got my chicken nuggets, yeah.
Do you?
Hmm?
Should we start this off? Did you make up a nice little thing for the hot ones? Before we feast?
No, now, I did not.
Here I am giving him a plug.
Oh, God, this thing is so fucking big and heavy, dude. I was shocked. At
oh, me too. It came in the mail, and it wasn't. It was, like, in a box, and it didn't come from Amazon, even though that's where I ordered it. And my wife's like, you got something really heavy in the mail. I'm like, what? So she hands it to me. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I thought they were, like, sample bottles.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of hot sauce now, Rufus. We really do.
Yeah, we do.
But, folks, just so the people at home know, we are doing the – this is season 23, right?
Yeah.
Season 23, First We Feast, Hot Ones, Hot Sauce Challenge. We bought season 23 on Amazon, and we did not get any kind of kickback, but we're hoping to eventually. That's why I keep showing this box. It came in a really cool box with a cool sticker. Two cool stickers, actually.
The packaging is on point.
Yeah, it really is. They really spent a lot of money there. But, I mean, it was $129 for hot sauce. But, I mean, I don't know if that's a deal or not. I guess that's $12 a bottle is what we paid, $12.90 a bottle.
And that includes the price of packaging.
Oh, that's true. And shipping. Well, I don't know. Did it? I guess I have Amazon Prime. So it probably did include the price and ship. Do you have Amazon Prime, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well, right? I don't know if they give you a choice anymore. So, to start off this hot sauce challenge, you want to explain to the folks how we're going to do this, Rufus?
No, I need you to explain it to me. Okay. So we're doing three, and you sent me a picture that had some colored circles on it, and I was too embarrassed to say, what the fuck does that mean?
We've got 10 hot sauces to choose from here, correct?
Yes.
The first hot sauce here is the hot one's own hot sauce, right? So I'm taking that out, and we're just going to review this one at a later date.
Okay.
So we're just going to review that one. I'm going to leave it in the box, but that's just what's for show. So the idea is to go, which would be the most mild, second to theirs, obviously.
Sure.
And then we will go up three, and then we will go to this one, which will be our most mid sauce today.
Okay.
Correct? Then we will go up three to this sauce here, which will be the hottest one for today. Does this make sense?
It does make sense.
So,
very scientific.
Today we will be trying to start off with, Rufus, you have more light than me, I think. You want to read that off.
I have very
first
little light.
First one will be...
I'm looking for my info card.
Oh, I just dropped mine on the ground.
I got mine.
Okay.
All right. So, God damn, this thing is heavy and big. The first one is, I'm just going to get all the ones out we're taking real quick.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Whoa. Wait, what was the hottest one you said we're doing today?
Dr. Bomb.
The Bomb?
Da Bomb.
That is the one that's notoriously the one that fucks everybody up.
What?
The hot ones. The Bomb. That's the hottest one they do.
Well, look on your card. It apparently is not the hottest one. Wait a minute. Maybe they're not in any order.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just know that whenever I watch the show, which I watch a lot, when they get to the Bomb, people
look at
have...
your card. Maybe we need to be going in Scoville order. Maybe they're not. And I guess I assumed they were in order to the house because the last one was the X or the last dab.
No, I mean, you're right. The Bomb is 135,600 SHU.
And it's the third hottest. So there's two above that one, which if I was correct.
The next one is 620,000. And then the last one, the last dab, is TBA, to be announced.
I thought it said 2 million.
Maybe yours says 2 million. Mine says TBA, like they didn't know yet.
I swear I spelled 2 million on there. Hold on. Yeah, mine says the last dab experienced 2,893,000 SHUs.
Holy fuck. See, mine says to be announced. Maybe
so
mine
today,
is...
we will be starting with, I don't have my glasses on, Rufus. Sam's house, Smokey, 6,000 Scovilles. Right?
Which one is it?
Number two, Sam's house. Is that what it's called?
I don't think we have the same one. Mine is Angry Goat.
What?
Smokey's Angry Goat, jalapeno sauce.
Oh, my God. Did you order the right season?
I ordered season 23.
Hold on.
Oh, no, mine says season 22, Zigzag.
Oh, shut up.
Well, the Scoville's got to be comparable, right? This one's 5,800. We could just do them.
Yeah, but we want to know the same flavor. Yeah, mine's season 23 lineup.
Damn.
Jesus Christ, I sent you the link, Rufus.
You sent me two links.
I did, probably, and you ordered the wrong one. I ordered the wrong one the first time, then I said I ordered the wrong one.
Well, this is cool. We can...
All right.
Compare.
Mine is 6,000 SHUs.
See, this one's 5,800. That's close.
So what some about of them, I wonder if some of them are the same, because you have the Bomb, so that obviously is the same.
Okay, what about the next one? What do you have for...
Okay, so after the Smokies here, hold on, I'm going to turn the light on. So I've got Smokies. Wait, yours looks the same as mine.
But that's your second one?
Oh, wait.
This is my first one.
This is my first one, too. Yeah.
Okay, what's your second one?
Second one is Queso Sin Queso.
That's my second one, too. Are you sure? You might have season 22 also.
No, I'm looking at it. It says season 23.
Okay. And I have this, Da Bomb. I don't know. Maybe it's mostly the same.
It is. I think it is, actually. All right. So we got the same three to start today.
Okay.
So let's crack her open, give her a good shake. Here, Rufus. So we're starting out with Smokies. I can't read. This label is too hard to read.
Yeah, they went a little crazy with the psychedelic look.
Yeah, they did. Smokies, the house, I guess. I guess that's supposed to be like a play on house and sauce. The house.
Yeah. All right.
Actually smells pretty good.
All right, let me smell it.
And I'm not expecting this one to be very spicy at just 5,000 Scovilles, but you never know.
Smell really good.
A little shout out to Purdue. Purdue and Ninja, my ninja air fryer, gold. This thing's worth its weight in gold.
All right. Well, shout out to Just Bear and Foodie air fryer.
All right. I thought you didn't use your Foodie for an air fryer.
Oh, that's all I use. It's a Foodie air fryer. Oh, no, wait. It's a Ninja air fryer.
It is a Ninja, right. It's a Ninja.
All right, cool. I got a Foodie, but I got a Ninja air fryer. Okay.
Okay. All right. So
any preamble? Or are we going to do anything special or just
did you want? You know what? You want me to read what it says on the card about Smokey's sauce?
Yeah, let's educate the people.
A newcomer to the Hot Ones family, Chef Sam has been perfecting this recipe featuring cherry wood smoked jalapenos, agave, and a nice touch of cumin for years. Super smoky and slightly sweet. Enjoy. All right, folks, here we go. First one, Smokey's Sam's Sahouse.
You know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I got the Season 3 sauces, but with a Season 22 card, because I'm looking at the card says Angry Goat. This is not Angry Goat.
Oh, you bet you did.
I think I did. Okay.
Write a letter. Get that shit for free. All right, I'm going to show you how much I got on here.
God. All right, good.
I mean, I probably could add more if it's not going to be hot.
Did you pour it directly on, or did you pour
it
on?
I poured it directly on.
All right, I'll do that too.
You might have this little tray I brought down here to sample flavors with. I want you to see my little lineup that I got here. You ready?
Yeah. Holy shit. Goddamn, dude.
Yeah, you like that? I cut some celery because I've been eating celery as my only snack now.
Celery's underrated, I think.
It is. And they got this stuff I bought at Amazon that we had when I was a kid called Alice's Crazy Mixed Up Salt. It is so good. All right.
There you go.
Cheers to you, Rufus. Here's to a great Season 23 flavoring of the Hot Ones. I knew I would drop some on my shirt.
That tastes fucking great, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. It's got some heat.
It does. I'm going to put a little more on my fork. I don't think I had enough on there. That tastes really good.
That tastes good. Man, you can taste the smoke, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like it was on the smoker. I'm adding more to this.
Yeah, I just had some straight on my fork. God damn, that's good.
Yeah, I would eat that.
Wow.
Well, you can smoke the jalapeno flavor.
All right, Smokies.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
You won me over.
Working for years on your Sam's house smoky thing. I mean, clearly, Conan would have laughed at that. Are we able to take a drink, or are we waiting to drink?
I don't need
a drink because I'm thirsty because it's hot. I just was going to take a drink because it's, like, in my throat.
Look.
Are you using this today?
Oh, shit, I forgot. It's dirty. It's in the dishwasher.
It's probably broken, and the thing's so thin, I was scared when I was washing it by hand that it was going to snap into a million pieces.
I've put it in the dishwasher several times, and every time I open the dishwasher, I'm just like, please, please, please don't be broken.
I will be drinking out of here today in good taste with my friend Rufus, even though he forgot his hyper-sloth goblet.
Yeah, this is the wrong card because the next sauce is not on this card anywhere.
Okay, so write him a letter, see if you can get it for free. Tell him that you ate and you were perplexed because you tried to do a show around this fucking thing and you didn't have any of the right information.
But that definitely means you need to read the card just so I know what I'm getting into.
Okay. So let's give it a number. Heat-wise, 2.
2.
Maybe.
I think that's accurate.
Flavor-wise, I'm giving it an 8. I'm giving it like an 8.1. I really like the flavor of that.
I love the flavor of it.
Chicken.
I would, for sure.
I guess I just did. Okay, for the number 2 sauce, we are eating the queso sin queso, Rufus.
It's vegan. I know that.
According to the card, what is vegan? This next sauce?
Well, it says plant-based queso.
Oh. Queso sin queso by Good Heat. help us welcome new maker Good Heat. Chef Maxim set out to create a hot sauce that mimics the spicy umami goodness of queso with the cheese. After 3 years of work, we think he's perfected it.
Umami. Upapi.
That's what I like to say. Upapi.
I'm a fan of umami.
Upapi.
Because it sounds perverted.
I guess we're going to find out what umami finally is, Rufus. Because I hear him say it all the time on the Food Network, and they're like, ooh, it's got that nice umami mouthfeel, right? Which does sound perverted, by the way.
Yeah, it does.
But I think one of the most things they talk about that has that umami flavor is one of those sea urchins, right? The stuff that comes out of sea urchins is supposed to be the ultimate in umami flavor.
Well, I hope this is not
the. And
like
I saw
sea
Chef
urchin.
Jose Andres say that if he was on a desert island, that's all he'd want to eat.
Sea urchin?
Sea urchins, because it's got such a good umami. He also likes some upapi. I watched a porno the other day, and the lady was like, umami, umami.
Step umami?
His stepsister eats stepbrother's umami while upapi watches.
What is the SHU on this one?
Oh, SHU. Let me get to you. Sorry about that. SHU on this one. 52,000.
Dear God, what are we doing today?
So 1,000 SHUs for each week in a year.
There's now I'm getting a little nervous.
All right.
It's just thick.
That's the umami. It's like umami. It's like when umami has a yeast infection.
I don't know how to show you how much I got. I mean, I just put a glob on top.
I put a lot on. This is probably a big mistake.
Okay, I'm like that.
Cheers to you, Rufus.
Let's give this a shot. Smells fucking great. Has a cheesiness to it.
It definitely has a cheesiness to it.
That umami's popping.
Definitely doesn't have good flavors. It tastes like nacho cheese, honestly.
I'm not getting a lot of heat. Maybe I didn't put enough.
I mean, it's really not. I mean, it's a little spicy. Spicier than the house, but.
Yeah, and the spice came on a little quicker, too. But I'm not like. I'm going to give it the just the raw sauce on the fork treatment here and see if that does anything.
It's building a little bit. I can see why Tom would be a little disappointed.
That first one I like a lot better.
I mean, this one's not the worst.
No, it's unique.
Yeah, I dipped some nacho chips in it at a baseball game. It seems to me like that's kind of what they're going for.
It's definitely a lot spicier, and it comes on kind of late.
But it's not, I mean, I can see the umami.
Mm-hmm.
I taste the umami there.
Ooh. All right. Yeah, it's kind of kicking in.
Okay, heat-wise. 4.5.
Probably right. It is kind of building, though.
Taste-wise, I'm giving it a 6. Not a lot of flavor. Really? But not a lot of flavor.
I'd 5.5, maybe. 5.5, 6.
Guess I might as well do this since I went to all the trouble of cutting them.
The heat's a little more persistent.
A little more persistent, yeah. It's still there.
Well. Listen to us. We sound like pros.
We are pros. Is this how many fucking hot sauce challenges have we done now?
A lot. All right.
It's
getting there now. It's plateaued, but it's
still
not
there.
Going down.
I mean, it hasn't dissipated. Let me say that. I mean, the heat
right.
is there just like when I took the, well, you're right. It built up. I mean, it's as hot as it was a minute ago.
Exactly.
Must be the cheesiness or the umaminess, the silkiness of the umami has penetrated our mouthful units.
Yeah, my mouthful unit is quite penetrated.
That's the scientific word for mouth, by the way.
Yeah, it's penetrated and gushing with umami.
My doctor, who comes highly recommended, told me about that.
And he obviously knows what he's talking about.
He's also my mom's doctor.
He's failed to kill you twice now.
thanks to Dr. Google.
It's starting to hit my lips now.
What's crazy is One time I was in there, and he got a phone call, and I was, like, sitting. This is when I had super blood going on. And I'm sitting there, and he takes the phone call in, like, the waiting area, right? And he's like, well, did they do an autopsy yet? Who does that? You know what I mean?
That's shit.
Okay. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm
feeling good. Looking good. Looking good. I mean, I would probably eat that. I'm going to tell you right now, I've got some chips upstairs. I'll probably have that on some chips later.
I would have that with some chips or maybe
hotel.
On a taco or something.
That probably would be good on a taco, actually. Good point. And it's vegan, so I don't feel guilty about it.
No.
I mean, I hate when they kill milk for cheese.
If you can have something that's vegan and has umami, you're doing something right.
You are. You've crossed the fucking... We're past the looking glass here, people. They've got umami and vegan all in the same fucking get-go.
Not in Kansas anymore.
It wasn't possible a couple years ago, but thanks to AI, they made it happen.
Yes.
All right, so now we're moving on to the bomb. Oh, man.
I'm not looking forward to this at fucking all. I'm
nervous about this one. I wish you didn't even say anything about it. Let me read
it. We've had it before.
Did I?
Maybe not this iteration of it, but yeah.
All right,
we've had the bomb.
The bomb. Evolution hot sauce, 135,500 Scoville units. 600 Scoville units. Here at Heatnest, we only carry hot sauces with natural pepper heat, no extracts. We teamed up with the maker of Da Bomb Beyond Insanity to create an all-natural version of that as equally as tongue-tingling as it is tasty.
Okay. Here's what I know. Here's what I know about Da Bomb and our last time trying Da Bomb.
Yep.
Is everybody complained because it was just made with an extract that it tastes like burnt plastic.
Okay.
So
I
guess
if I remember that burnt plastic flavor. Not very umami-ish, by the way.
No, but I guess what they're saying is they teamed up with Da Bomb to make a natural version that won't taste like burnt plastic.
Good. I'm not a big fan of burnt plastic in my food. I am a big fan of microplastics in my bloodstream. Not necessarily the taste of the microplastic. It's not my thing.
I also don't think I'm a big fan of triple-digit Scoville numbers, but I guess we'll find out.
Triple-digit? This is 6 digits.
Oh, shit, that's what I meant, 6 digits.
135,600 Scoville units for Da Bomb. I can't get the fucking top off.
How much are you putting
on
there?
I know, jerk it off. It's going to go everywhere.
Umami.
That's what she said.
I'm still thinking about that first one. That jalapeno one was really fucking good.
Well, I've got about 8,000 fucking chicken tenders here, so I'm probably going to have more of everything except probably Da Bomb.
Damn.
All right, I finally got it out.
I only brought three.
Really?
I didn't want to overdo it because I think we're having pizza or something later.
Oh, my God. You putting your family before the show has got to stop, dude. Honestly, it's kind of gotten a little ridiculous. I think you'd admit that.
I'll admit that every day of the week.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to see what you do before I do.
All right.
Ready?
Oh, fuck. It came out really fast.
Umami. All right.
All right. I mean, I ain't being a chicken shit here.
All right, hang on.
Those are tall clumps, too. I want you to see that they're tall.
Mine's kind of thick.
Mine is, too.
Oh, okay. The way you said it, I thought it maybe kind of ran out quick.
No, I meant it's like tall. No, when I turned the bottle, it just kind of clumped out.
All right. God, I can't even
I'm actually going to spread this around on this whole tender. I'm not going to do it all at the very beginning.
Is that comparable to what you got there?
No, look at your little baby bite.
Oh, you punk ass. Oh! See, now I overdid it.
No, I think that's right.
Are you sure?
Wipe some on another tender if you have to.
You're tricking me.
Woo!
Zigzag.
Da Bomb.
Fuck me. All right. Tastes better than the last bomb. I'm trying to get it all around my mouth.
I can feel it on my tongue already. It's kind of bitter. The flavor of this one, the flavor profile is not there.
Okay, which, that's a hot motherfucking... That's a hot one, dude.
Hey, that's the name of the show.
That one has more heat and less umami.
Yeah, the flavor on this one. Ooh, my tongue. Yeah. Oh, my tongue, Rufus.
Oh, boy. It's coming on.
My tongue, Rufus, is hurting.
I have a tongue.
Tingling. You fucker. Okay. Why do you fucking do these challenges? Why do you even think of these dumbass things?
Oh, woo! Fuck, dude. Okay, that's hot. Oh, my God. Ah!
Oh, man, the water did not help. The water made it worse.
You know what helped? Cold beer.
Ah! Sorry.
Not for long. Oh, my God, that's hot.
Ooh, that one's hot. Woo! Oh, my God. Mm. It's not going away. Oh, my God. It's right on the tip of my tongue, dude.
The
like
only
I
thing that'll save me is
my tongue.
It's on the back of my tongue. I hate that. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, shit. You know what I should do? I should take my blood pressure right now. Let's see what my heart rate is. We should have been doing. We should have done this like scientifically.
Dude, that hurts so fucking bad.
Woo!
Oh.
I bet my pulse is up there.
Can you
oh
put
yeah,
that,
my pulse is 101.
Put that thing on your tongue.
Woo! Oh no, my pulse is 83.
You're flatlined.
81. 79.
Dude, that is seriously hot.
Oh, I got it on my lips too, dude. Ouch!
Just the base of my tongue. Feels like it's.
I'm crushing it all around my mouth, Rufus says. Okay, Rufus, I'll do the same thing. Ow!
Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God, dude. It's like worse than it was.
Yeah, it's bad.
Why
doesn't it go away? Instead of, like, getting stronger.
I don't know. Oh, we were supposed to do this when we did Jeopardy?
We'll do it again.
You know what? I still have these other sauces right here.
My chest hurts.
Are you serious? Go take one of your 9 blood pressure pills.
10 before we did the show.
You want me to mail you my extra blood pressure pills?
Oh, you can sell them on the dark web.
Because now CVS is texting me like every 5 minutes. We're going to put your pills back if you don't come get them. I'm tempted to just go get them just because.
Yeah, you could.
Can you sell them on the dark web?
You can sell anything on the dark web.
Is labetalol worth anything on the dark web?
Probably not.
I mean, I'm going to get them just because you never know when you might need them. Oh, they started me on a statin, too.
What does that do?
Low cholesterol.
All right, it's going away now.
But I didn't start that either. Mine is not. Still right
mine's.
There.
If I sit still, then it like comes back. But if I keep my body moving,
get it
kinda
coursing through your veins. Got the bomb coursing through my veins.
Offset that with some umami.
You have like a bug or something in your. Is that a bug or a feather?
That's probably my soul leaving my body.
Oh, my God. It's fire. There's fire coming out of your nostrils. It's right here on my lip, dude. Right here on my lip is like on fucking fire.
That's a herpes.
I tell you about the time I thought I had herpes?
No.
I thought I had herpes, dude, right? Because I had like this, like something on the side of my dick that was all blistered up.
Uh-huh.
Turns out I went to the doctor because I was like scared I had herpes.
Yeah.
And I had been golfing like a couple of days before that. I had fucking poison ivy on my dick. And right where I touched the poison ivy or whatever is right where I touched my dick right on the side. So, yeah, it was awful. Let me put it that way. It was awful.
I get that a golf course is going to have.
I did not have herpes that time.
I get that a golf course is going to have a rough area, but can't they remove the fucking poison plants?
There is so much poison ivy, dude. I told you about last year I got that poison ivy super bad in my own backyard, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And now that whole area, like over the winter, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fucking clean that area up when it's all dead, right? Well, I mean, there was no real winter. And then spring happened so fast that it's already all grown back. And I'm like, well, not going in there now. Not going to fuck with that again.
Is poison ivy easy to recognize?
No, no. And you know what? Leaves of three, leave them be. Find me one fucking plant in the wild that doesn't have three fucking leaves on it, please.
This is why God doesn't love us.
So I take the picture, right? You can do the picture thing with the Google or whatever. And
yeah.
It's supposed to identify the plants. I've taken pictures of like 10 different fucking plants that all look different to me. They all come back as some kind of box maple or box elder. I'm like, well, there's no way they're all that. I think it's just like Google's LabCorp 99999 value. They're like, yeah, box elder. The fucking box elder.
I tried to use that on a plant we have in the back. And every plant that it returned in the results were all the same plant, and none of them were the plant I took a picture of.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Ooh.
Where'd you go, Google? No wonder they're letting people off.
That heat's still there. It's definitely not as bad as it was, but
it is still there. Not 100%, but it's fucking 85% still there on me.
Yeah, it's made itself a home.
It's burning my gums.
Oh, that's odd.
Is it?
So you might want to get your gums checked out.
Is that, do gums not have feeling?
I don't think they're supposed to.
Really?
Not unless something gets inside of them, like through the teeth holes.
I don't have any tooth holes left. I've been having them fixed.
Yeah, the same doctor.
No, this doctor's actually pretty good. And I've yet to see the dentist. I've only seen, like, the assistant people.
I just drive by the dentist, and that's good enough for me.
Pull in the parking lot, wait 40 minutes, and then leave. Yep, all fixed up.
Yeah, I went to the dentist.
Your wife is watching you on your 360. Dude, I'm still hot. My mouth is still hot.
Yeah, mine is too.
Oof. I mean, as hot as when I ate it, almost.
Mine's not that hot, but it's still up there.
Well,
or maybe I'm just getting used to it. I don't know.
I think you guys have a wimpy size one.
What? Same amount you had or more. I'm telling you what, though, this one.
Your nugget was smaller.
I'm a fan of that. That my nuggets are bigger than yours.
Someday we'll compare and see.
Oh, mommy.
Ooh, poppy.
Yikes.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know what to do.
Wash it down. Counteract it with some more.
I'm about to.
It kind of made me nauseous.
I'm going to put a Nutter Butter on it, see what happens.
I'm sure the bomb and Nutter Butter goes along great.
Do you know the Nutter Butter saying? Do you remember it from the commercial way back in the day? I read it on the package one time when I was like 6.
No.
And they don't put it on there anymore, but I think it goes, may I please have another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookie?
It's pretty clever. Rolls right off the tongue.
It does, doesn't it?
It actually does. It's like a tongue twister that you can actually say.
It's like the 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
That's a, put that to a rap. I mean, both of those, I bet, could be like a fucking hit rap song.
Damn, right. Dude.
That's
I'm
good.
Kind of bummed out. It's still burning.
Not burning me so much. The flavor, if I recall correctly, was a little better than the burnt plastic one from before, but not that much better.
I think I preferred the burnt plastic.
Poof.
Okay. All right. Show must go on. Now what? Come up with something clever, Rufus, for the show.
But
you know who I'm convinced is a very underappreciated songwriter?
Let me guess. What genre do they do?
Man, that's hard to say, really. I'm going to tell you this. They're from Austin. You'll probably get it now.
Shit, I don't fucking know. They're from Austin.
Right, and I'm going to put it this way. I'm going to give you another hint. I sat next to him one time, and I'm going to give you a hint, at Hut's Hamburgers and ate hamburger next to him. He was really, really friendly. Me and Corey sat next to him. And he was still friendly, even though Corey was there.
The Archangels guy.
Yes, as a matter of fact, yes.
That's it. Wow, I got it.
yes. Charlie Sexton is his name.
That's the guy. I was trying to think of his name.
Yeah. And what I want to do, if you got a second, I want to share my screen with you and play one of his songs. It had a video to it. It was, like, really popular back when we lived together at Roehampton. And occasionally it would be on the Austin Music Network. I actually taped it to VCR, and then I downloaded it, like, about 10 years ago. And it just kind of pops up every once in a while. I'm like, man, I always forget what a good fucking song and songwriter this guy is.
I follow them on Facebook.
Are the Archangels still a thing? Because I actually saw, when I saw Bob Dylan at the Morris Civic in South Bend, he was playing guitar.
Yeah, Archangels, I think they're a thing now. I don't know if they have always been a thing or if they took a break and came back. But yeah, I follow Archangels, and they still have the drummer for Archangels is the drummer that was Stevie Ray Vaughan's drummer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. What now? Will Sexton, he was like a big deal too, wasn't he?
Yeah, the Sexton
wasn't
Bros.
It Charlie and Will, right?
Yeah, I don't remember the difference between the two.
I think Charlie's the more talented one, as far as I can tell. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen with you so the good people can watch us, and you can watch it as well, if you'll bear with me for a second.
That's
still a little spicy, Rufus. Still a little spicy.
I'm good now. I'm good.
Are you? I'm good. Okay, Rufus.
Well, you know, I'm a man.
Are you? I think you're just drunk. All right, do you want to hear Everyone Will Crawl or Sunday Clothes?
I remember neither of those.
All right, we're going to play Everyone Will Crawl first then, all right? You ready?
Yeah.
Give me a little countdown, Rufus.
100, 99, 98.
Okay, I'll be back. All right, here we go, folks. Charlie Sexton, Everyone Will Crawl. Tune in, watch the video. It's pretty fucking cool. Oh shit, Rufus, god damn it. What happened?
I remember that song now.
What happened? All right, hold on.
Congress.
Yeah.
Still there.
First place I ever had a prostitute.
Now it's there and like totally revamped and it's like
that was $600 a night.
With a coupon.
Thing that guy's playing.
Yeah. I wonder what that's called. Accordiano.
Accordi organ.
Umami.
Because once again, he's drunk.
It's the umami from the sauce.
He's high on Scovilles.
It's addled my brain.
135,600 Scovilles is his breaking point. Woo. Woo. All right, folks. Well, welcome back to the regular part of the show. I'm going to stop sharing my screen now. You know what? I would maybe in the VIP part of the show like to play his other video because maybe it's the better of the two, I'm thinking.
Okay. I don't know what it is. I might recognize it when I see it like that one.
It's Sunday Clothes, it's called. So, I mean, what I like about his songwriting is it's kind of autobiographical, I guess, right? I mean, that Everyone Will Crawl has a nice little story to it, don't you think?
I like songs that have stories, and they sound like they could be really about the guy singing them, even if they're not.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird. We should be writing songs for people, and they can sing them about us. And we will just be folklore. We'll, like, do our own folklore.
How was Beer is Food and Farmer Song not about us?
That's very true, actually. Very true. What about Green Eggs and Ham, though?
Okay, that's not about us.
Well, I mean, okay, eggs and ham. We're both a little guilty of having eggs and ham and probably saying the word bitch.
I say bitch nightly.
Green eggs and ham, bitch, or what? How's it go? Take us a little. Give us a verse. Give us a quick verse, Rufus.
Oh God, I can't do it off the top of my head. I don't know. Fried eggs and ham, bitch. I like it. Slap it on a plate with my teeth. I bite it. Suck it in my gut. Metabolize it. Do it like the Donna Party. Cannibalize it.
Fuck yeah! What do you think? Don't remember. Green eggs and ham.
Green eggs and ham, bitch. Yeah.
Beauty. Beauty, Rufus. Well, we're 30 or 90 seconds from taking this into the VIP part of the show, folks, so bear with us here while we wrap up this part of the show and take it into the wonderful VIP part of the show where real magic happens, right? Rufus actually curses a little bit in that part of the show. Maybe we'll do some songwriting, but I think we'll do Jeopardy Day. We're going to get a songwriting format thing going, right? And you know what I was going to say? Rufus, look at this.
Oh, man.
Did I show you that before?
You did.
I don't know if it's the size of it because it's more like a parlor guitar. If you see that it's like thinner.
Yeah.
All right, folks, bounce in the VIP. Rufus, play the VIP music for Christ's sake for the people.
Well, goddamn, I don't even know. Here we go.
Welcome to the VIP part of the show, the only part of the show you can hear streaming and you can't hear it on Blog Talk Radio, or can you? I guess you can if you listen to the stream the show on Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know.
How does it work?
No. That's the deal. Blog Talk Radio has cut their shit off, right? You can't stream now. This is just us recording.
But if you go and listen to the episode on Blog Talk Radio, you can't hear the VIP part of the show?
You can, but like if you're listening live right now, it cuts off.
I know that. So thank you for streaming this part of the show, the VIP part of the show. Here, what is the date today, Rufus? Today is April 26th?
7th.
27th, 2024, an epic day where Rufus ate 135,600 Scovilles in Da Bomb. My mouth is feeling better, so you know what I'm going to have to do? This stuff was so good, folks. This?
It's hard to read because of the label.
Sam's Da House. Smoky jalapeno hot sauce from Hot Ones Challenge is fucking tasty stuff.
It's really good. I wish I had another nugget. But I've had been just smelling it.
That's really good, man.
You really get that umami.
It does. I mean, it's got serious umami. And a little bit of jalapeno, too. So, do we want to watch the other video or we want to jump right into Jeopardy?
Let's watch the other video. Let me go take a leak, and then we'll do Jeopardy.
So we're going to take a leak while we're watching the other video is what you're saying.
No, I want to see the video. Watch the video. I'll take a leak, and then come back.
Gotcha. Well, I'll get set up for, what do you call it?
Jeopardy.
Thank you. All right, folks. This is Charlie Sexton, Sunday Close from 90 maybe? 92? Rufus, what do you think?
It's got to be early mid-90s for sure.
Well, the thing appears as 2005, but we know that's not true.
No. That was the remaster, reissue.
It was added to iTunes. All right, here we go. Sunday Close. This one's definitely out of backbone. And I want you to notice his guitar, too, by the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of looks like a little bit like someone you know who's rocking out.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
I probably used to make you watch it at Roehampton. Now imagine that guy sitting next to me and Rufus, or me and Corey at Hus Hamburgers. And I was probably drunk. Luckily, so was he. I mean, he was kind of a Austin celeb, wouldn't you say?
Oh, well, he still is. I mean, they, I follow him, and they're putting on shows, and they're selling out, like, big auditoriums there.
I said, I mean, it's kind of a big deal to travel with Bob Dylan as the guitar player. Even though Bob Dylan's show sucks. I've seen Bob Dylan 3 times in concert, each time it sucks.
Oh, that reminds me of a good documentary I just watched. I'll tell you about it after this.
I remember.
Yeah, I trust you.
Those days are a little fuzzy for me. Not really, though. For as much beer as I drank, I remember them pretty well, I feel like.
Remember all those times we used to set up in a field of wildflowers and rock out?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Remember? And, oh, my God, there's Pitsy. That kid is playing Pitsy.
Oh, Pitsky.
Some southern variation. I like that.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's the first time I ever realized he said it like that.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if you said that to him at Hutt's and then this song came out.
I bet I probably did, as a matter of fact. I think I was telling Corey about the golden rule. I said, but unless you're in Texas, then it doesn't count. It only counts for white people.
Yeah, white Republican Christian people.
White Republican Christian nationalists, yeah. The good people. Look at those people. You can tell every one of them. I wonder what the actor's kid went on to do after this.
Suicide.
Definitely a drug addict.
He took all the money he made from this and invested it in Skittles.
Bitcoin. Bought a pizza with it instead of fucking saving it. Do you see that thing where that guy bought the pizza with that Bitcoin and now it would be worth like $172 million or some fucking crazy shit?
That whole Bitcoin shit confuses the fuck out of me, but also makes me angry.
I invested in a small thing one time that was like a stock that shadowed Bitcoin, and I fucking lost like $1,200.
Oof.
Fucking bullshit.
But in Bitcoin, you lost $40
billion. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I couldn't even order a pizza because I had to foreclose on my house.
A pizza with gold leaf on it. All right, I'm going to take a leak and come back, and it's Jeopardy time. Man, I'm still thinking about that fucking Smokey's hot sauce.
Go get another nugget.
Now I have to make one. All right, I'll be right back.
Can I play a song? Because I don't have the studio up.
What?
Yeah, I forgot to fucking bring the studio up. I was so excited to do the show that I didn't do the studio. You have it up, clearly.
Oh, yeah, it's very clear that I have it up.
You played the VIP, you must have it up.
the time.
Well, how are you doing, everybody? I hope you like that rock and roll song from a rock and roll band called Hyper Sloth. They're really hitting the big time lately. We're waiting for Zig Zag to get on back here. And in the meantime, I'm going to play another one from these boys.
I'm here.
Oh, here you go.
I don't go anywhere. I just was getting my sunglasses. I couldn't find them. So I don't want to get out the air because I don't want people to recognize me out in the real world. And, you know, I try to keep a low profile. And this is the only way to do it is to wear sunglasses during the show. You know what I'm going to do, Rufus? Swamped. I'm going to be a little crazy, but I'm going to have a little more umami. You should have grabbed some chips or something.
I should have. I know.
Well, you're not a producer.
I don't have chips in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Probably. Are you going to try some?
No, I don't have anything to try it on. Where's my fork? I'll just put some straight on my fork. Why not?
It's not really hot. That one's pretty good. I mean, it's growing on me. But they always all do. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
They eventually end up growing on you. That, to me, tastes like that Velveeta with jalapeno in it. Have you ever had that?
That's like queso.
Yeah, like spicy natural cheese.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to play some Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Let me get my brain on real quick. Hey, you know that Papadopoulos guy from Ancient Aliens?
Yeah, the guy with the crazy hair.
Yeah, what is he considering himself? I told you they came to my town a couple months ago, and you can pay $100 to have your picture taken with the whole cast.
He's like, an ancient alien theorist.
Right, and it's all made up, right? I mean, it's like interpreting the Bible and like going on a tour and just telling people about your interpretation.
What a fucking kick-ass gig.
I mean, we could do, why aren't we ancient, what did they say it again, ancient?
Ancient alien theorists.
Theorists, right. But I swear he called himself something else, something more, it was like a little bit more technical, right?
Theorist is a technical word.
I know, but it was like ancient or alien was more, with another word, extraterrestrial or something like that.
Non-human intelligence.
Oh. I wanted to show you about this special for the show. You ready?
Yeah, what?
About this special for our show.
God damn, dude.
The world's biggest lighter.
Be careful. Jeez.
You like that?
Yeah. Yeah, didn't
nice
Sigourney Weaver kill aliens with that thing?
You could. Got it at Dollar General.
And it only cost a dollar?
Yeah, right. And nothing at Dollar General costs a dollar anymore.
Yeah, they should change the name to, it's generally a dollar.
They should change the name to, we don't have enough employees. That's why every store is a fire hazard. I mean, go in there. It was like, I watched this whole thing. God, what was it on? Oh, you know what it was? You ever watch that show Last Week Tonight with John Oliver?
I've seen it a few times and I've liked it every time.
It's a great show, but they did a whole thing on Dollar General. And how they treat their people like shit. And they do. So they spent all this money. I go to Dollar General because it's close to my house, right?
Yeah.
And they forced them to like start selling groceries there so they can take the EBT government cards and all that stuff, which is a good thing because I buy lettuce and potatoes there sometimes. But
really? Wow, okay.
So they retrofit every store in my area, right? Probably every store nationwide, honestly, with these self-checkout things, okay? Both the stores I go to, they're not using them anymore, right? And I'm like, so are you guys ever going to go back using those self-scans? They're like, no, we're never going back to that. And I'm like, so are they going to hire another person to help you? Because these people are all really friendly, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, no, they're not going to do that either. They're just going to let the line get longer and the fucking shit back up in the aisles. And the crazy story is my in-laws, my wife's parents, they're neighbors with the guy who used to be the CEO of Dollar General, right?
What? Okay.
God is his name, yeah. Like, next-door neighbors, like, they know the guy, right? And I actually met him once. But he retired a couple of years ago. Well, now they're bringing him back because somehow Dollar General is not making as much money as they used to. I think they made, like, $2 billion instead of $6 billion or whatever.
Okay. What are they paying for their shit?
Oh, here's the beauty of that whole thing. My father-in-law told me the whole story. Everything in that store is on consignment.
What?
Everything they get, they don't buy it. It gets on consignment. It's on closeout from somewhere. They just sell it, and if they don't fucking sell it, they fucking put it back. They just send it back. And my buddy, right, who I do growing with, his girlfriend's a general manager. Dollar General, and she's like, she told him, we don't even send it back, right? The companies don't even want it back. She's like, we put it on clearance, and we sell it, or we give it away to charity.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And well, he's kind of good for charity.
He called me up. He's like, hey, dude, you want some CDs? Like, he's like, all these movie CDs. I'm like, how many do you have, Nick? He said, I don't know, 550.
Damn.
Like, all the clearance titles that they were just getting rid of, and they're like, we don't want them back. Give them away. Give them away to fucking employees. Well, there's only one employee, basically, so...
I hope he likes movies.
Right. He's knee-deep in movies and lighters at this point.
If I was that employee, you better goddamn believe I'd have an eBay account.
That's what I told him, dude. I'm like, dude, you should be fucking reselling that shit. He's like, I know. Yeah, I mean, we're talking big-name movies. Disney shit, even.
Damn.
Like, damn, dude, you got hundreds of dollars there. And then you scorch them on the fucking markup on the shipping. You're a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. I see that on eBay all the time.
Alexa.
Shipping's like $17 for something light.
Right, for that costs one stamp. Play Jeopardy. In a minute, Rufus, you think you can do it?
I was thinking the same thing, man. I got to get my brain in gear.
That's what this is for.
Hey. There's a new Jeopardy event happening right now, but it's only available for Jeopardy subscribers. Whether you're a Swiftie, a Trekkie, or a Throatie, you're bound to be a fan of this
free
event.
Whatever a Throatie is.
Would you like to start a free 7-day trial so you can play in today's event?
No.
You can play Teen Jeopardy or catch up on the clues from this week.
Teen.
Would you like to play Teen Jeopardy?
Dude, I got I'm going to mix them up.
Are you ready to play Teen Jeopardy?
Yes.
Good luck with this week's Teen Jeopardy
oh,
players.
Oh, shit, dude.
Welcome back to our
food mixing theorist.
You're on a three-game winning streak. Your total winnings during your streak are $7,902. Now, let's find your opponent. You've been matched against Gloria and Wayne. Let's get started.
Prepare for your
Wayne.
Dilemma. They're worth $200 each.
That's us, bitch.
Our first category is Eyes on the Prize. These were awarded
looks
in
like
1901, and they're given out yearly for physics.
Looks like a bad morning for you.
Three other disciplines.
My cat. What is Nobel?
You're right. The category is red, white, or blue.
Mm.
The response includes one of the words.
Umami
red,
and upapi.
Or blue. Milford. Is a variety of this dairy product.
What is cheese?
Yes, that's it. The third Jeopardy category is literary characters. So the son of Lord Greystoke, this swinger was raised in the jungle by apes.
Who is Tarzan?
Correct.
Great movie, by the way, The Lord of Greystoke. You ever seen that?
What
a good movie.
Gloria and Wayne are tied for second
place.
Have you seen it? $400.
No, I'm making a note.
He began the adoration of the Magi in 1481. The lady with the famous smile came later. The category is painter. He began the adoration of the Magi in 1481. The lady
painted,
with the famous smile
the
came later.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Again, the category is painter. He began the adoration of the Magi in 1481. The lady with the famous smile came later.
Who is Da Vinci?
You're right.
What were you going to do? Rembrandt? 1481?
Yeah. I fucking know. I'm not an art historian. Theorist?
Repeat.
Again,
you're not an
ancient
theorist.
Knott's Dairy Farm turns into Knott's Dairy Farm, mainly during this month.
What is
October?
Excellent. Our next Jeopardy category is last names the same. Famous Ashley and the famous Homer. Share this last name.
What is Simpson?
Yes,
dude, these
that's
people
correct.
Should team up.
After 6 clues,
yes.
You're in a loop with 1,200.
58,500 Scovilles, by the way. Is that how that works, you think?
Now to the double jeopardy round.
No, I would think so. No.
$400 each. The next jeopardy category is the Civil War. His first act, after being sworn in as president of the Confederacy, was to send a peace commission to Washington, D.C.
With Jefferson Davis.
Correct.
God damn.
This eighth category
the
is
weed,
response.
Dude.
The response includes the letter X. Disney and its animation studio brought us Finding Nemo.
What is Pixar?
Your ninth category is Asian American performers. The original Sulu, who starred in the Broadway musical, Allegiant.
Who is George Takei?
Who is
the original Sulu, who starred in the Broadway
right.
musical,
it got quiet
Allegiant.
For some reason. Who is George Takei?
Correct. After 9 clues, you're in a lead with 2,400. Gloria is second with 1,000, and in third comes Wayne with 800. The next category is math. It's the next number in the sequence, 3, 6, 12, 24. Again, the category is math. It's the next number in the sequence, 3, 6, 12, 24.
What is 48?
Excellent. The next Jeopardy category is alphabetically first. Of the seven continents, it's alphabetically first.
What is Africa?
Excellent. It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is the body. The scores are you with 3,200. Followed by Wayne with 1,600 and Gloria with 1,400. You can wager up to your current score of 3,200. How much would you like to wager?
$1.
You wagered $1. Is that right?
Yes.
Your next category is the body. These teeth are named for their resemblance to a dog's sharp teeth.
What are canine? Couldn't lose.
Good job. The correct response was what are canines? Nice job. Time
we're
to
smart
see how you did. You came in first with $3,201. Wayne got second with $1,800.
Wayne got it wrong.
And Gloria got
third. Oh, Wayne only bet
200.
I wonder if these are real people. They only ever bet 200.
You're the winner.
You could never
you're
win.
You're now a four-time champion. Your total winnings are $11,103.
Come on, feel the noise.
You scored in the top 10% of players today.
Do you want to catch up on the clues you missed?
Yes. Making fun of my quiet rant.
Today's challengers are Joe and Mary. Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each.
I wonder how high it goes.
The first category is husbands and wives. Known as Little Sure Shot, she had surefire chemistry with Frank Butler. Their marriage lasted 50 years.
Repeat.
Again, the category is husbands and wives. Known as Little Sure Shot, she had surefire chemistry with Frank Butler. Their marriage lasted 50 years.
Who is Shirley Temple? I don't know.
That's not it. The correct response was who is Annie Oakley.
I was going to say that!
God,
speak up!
An anagram for Japan's most popular...
Chemistry threw me off.
...about 10,000 Nikia, narrow wood houses of the 19th century.
What is Kyoto?
Correct.
Woo.
Third Jeopardy category
is
lost quotations. In this play, Robert Bolt wrote, the law is not a light to see by, but a causeway on which a citizen may walk safely.
Repeat.
Again, the category is lawful quotations. In this play, Robert Bolt wrote, the law is not a light to see by, but a causeway on which a citizen may walk safely.
What is...
In this play, Robert Bolt wrote, the law is not a light to see by, but a causeway on which a citizen may walk safely.
What is... Death of a Salesman?
Nope. Response was, what is a man for all seasons?
Did you know that?
And Mary is in the lead with 400.
Mary!
You and Joe are tied for second place with $200. The category is pluralized please. It's the five-letter plural of phylum.
What is phylo?
No. The correct response is what is phyla. The category is fore and after. The only female golfer to score a 59 in competition, she retired in 2008 with 72 LPGA victories.
Who is Annika Sorenstam?
Correct. Our next category
golf.
Is the lightning round.
Because I know golf.
Drink all of your opponents in this racing game franchise by Nintendo.
Damn.
And you and Mario are tied with $600.
The only game I've ever
Joe
played.
Joe is in third place with $400.
Let's see what's in store in Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Today's seventh category is poetry for these. John McCrae wrote, in these fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row.
Repeat.
Again, the category is poetry for thee. John McCrae wrote, in these fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row.
What are Elysian fields?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was what are Flanders fields?
Flanders fields! Flanders!
Buried at Arlington, in place of Brigadier General Henry M. Roberts, who wrote, Roberts Rules of this.
What is engagement?
No.
War?
The correct response was what is order.
Oh.
Today's ninth category is science.
Sorry, Rufus. We're sucking.
It's the most electrically conductive metal, but you'll need deep pockets to wire a whole house with it.
What is gold?
Platinum.
Sorry. The correct response was what is silver.
Silver?
That's it for our ninth clue.
Really?
Right now, Mary is in the lead with 1,000. Then comes Joe with 800, followed by you with 600. Our next Jeopardy category is pop culture initials. The group that got its name from the first letter in each of its members' names had a top 20 hit list, SOS.
Repeat.
Again, the category is pop culture initials. The group that got its name from the first letter in each of its members' names had a top 20 hit list, SOS.
What is guess?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response is who are ABBA.
Oh.
The next category is our two beaches.
Did you know that?
The response has two letter R's and two letter D's. Uncle Phil on The Fresh Prince of Bel Air, James Avery, voiced this villain on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Who is Shredder?
You're right.
Yes. What do we got? Five? Four? Oh, God.
It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is deep, deep, deep. Scores are Joe with 1,200, followed by you with 1,000, and Mary with 1,000. You can wager up to your current score of 1,000. How much would you like to wager?
600.
You wagered $600. Is that right?
No.
The scores are Joe with 1,200, followed by you with 1,000. And Mary with 1,000. You can wager up to your current score of 1,000. How much would you like to wager?
402.
Again, you wagered $402. Is that right?
Yes.
Your category is Beep, Beep, Beep. One of animator Chuck Jones's rules for this character was he couldn't harm the coyote except by going Beep, Beep.
Who is the Roadrunner?
So far, gambling paid off.
Correct. The correct response was he was Roadrunner. Nice job. Let's check out the standings if you on top with $1,502.
Damn!
The second with $1,000.
You got it wrong.
The third place. You won. You're a Jeopardy champion. Today's
amazing. We won with five.
Your score might seem low, but you did better than the average score for today.
Wow.
You want to catch up on the clues you missed?
Yes.
People getting dumber watching TikTok.
What? Let's get started. Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each. The first Jeopardy category is gorgeous country. Bourbon Gorge is unique country.
Repeat.
Again, the category is gorgeous country. Bourbon Gorge is unique country.
Germany.
No, that's incorrect. The correct response is what is France.
Oh, Verdun.
Category, top 10 baby names. 2023's sixth most chosen boy's name by mother's given birth was this one used by poet Wordsworth.
Repeat.
Again, the category is top 10 baby names.
Samuel?
2022's sixth most chosen boy's name by mother's given birth was this one used by poet Wordsworth.
What is Samuel?
No, that's incorrect.
William?
Hubert.
Response was what is William?
Oh, I knew it was William. God damn it.
The Dutch English assault in 1704 led to the capture of Gibraltar during the War of the Spanish Fist.
Repeat.
Again, the category is assaults and batteries. The Dutch English assault in 1704 led to the capture of Gibraltar during the War of the Spanish Fist.
What is Inquisition?
Sorry, response was what is succession? That's it for our third clue. Right now, Liz is in the lead with 400. Then comes Karen with 200, followed by you with 0.
No, Rufus, help!
0!
The masters of hip-hop, ballroom, and every style in between, Cat Dealey is the longtime host of this Fox series.
What is Dancing with the Stars?
No. The correct response was what is So You Think You Can Dance?
Ah!
The sixth category is Bro Kareem. It's the last name of NFL playing brothers, JJ, Derek, and TJ, who have 11 Pro Bowl appearances between them.
What is Jackson?
That's
what is
nice.
White?
The correct response was what is Watt?
What?
The next category is AC. The response has the initials AC. A lawyer who pursues accident victims as clients is known by the slang term that predates the Model T.
What is an ambulance chaser?
You're right. Six clues in, and Liz and Karen are tied with $800. You are in third place with $200.
I hope you're ready for another six clues.
The harder
clues. Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. The seventh category is the low-deck, failing novel. In this author, Lord Jim, the title character is injured by a falling star. A hospital spin-off can't be far behind.
Repeat?
Again, the category is the low-deck, failing novel. In this author, Lord Jim, the title character is injured by a falling star. A hospital spin-off can't be far behind.
Who is Mark Twain?
Sorry.
What?
The correct response was who is Joseph Conrad. Our eighth Jeopardy category is
who?
Vocabulary. Change the first letter in.
English
pocket.
Major.
What does this word mean? Over the sentence.
Failed English major.
Repeat.
Dropout.
The category is vocabulary.
Too much for me.
Change the first letter in.
The pressure.
Forget this word meaning. Overly sentimental.
Repeat.
The category is vocabulary. Change the first letter in. Hawkish. Forget this word meaning. Overly sentimental.
Repeat.
Again, the category is vocabulary. Change the first letter in. Hawkish. Forget this word meaning. Overly sentimental.
Repeat.
Again, the category is vocabulary.
Hawkish, mawkish, pawkish, rockish.
Forget this word meaning. Overly sentimental.
What is rockish?
The correct response was what is mawkish.
Mawkish?
Our next category is World Holiday
Never heard that word.
Each year, a horoscope reading determines if this country marks Khmer New Year on April 13th or 14th.
What is Vietnam? Cambodia.
That's not it. The correct response was, what is Cambodia?
God damn, why am I fucking...
What are you doing to us?
I don't know. I'm like thinking I'm not right, even though I know that I am.
$200 are the category of French history.
We could have had three.
This national currency was officially replaced by the euro.
What is the franc?
Good job.
Step two.
Let's rock and roll.
That wine is turning your brain to shit.
pour some sugar on me, had a brief period in which both words in their name were spelled correctly.
But it's Def Leppard.
All right, we're coming back.
Ooh, can we reach him? Can
three
we
now.
Reach him? Four, don't we? I think we have four.
The final Jeopardy.
Oh, we got three.
The final Jeopardy category is Liz is currently winning with 1,600.
Oh, no, we can't even reach Liz.
Second with 1,200, and you are in third with 1,000.
You can
wager up to your current score of 1,000. How much would you like to wager?
1,000.
You wasted $1,000. Is that right?
Yes.
Your next category is D.C. Dedicated in 1982, the Washington, D.C. Memorial for Veterans of this War displays about 58,000 names.
What is Vietnam?
It's Vietnam.
Yes.
Correct response was, what is the Vietnam War? You got it. Check out the standings. You came in first with $2,000. You got second with $1,800. And Karen got third with $1,400.
God,
hey, no. Today's clues must have been tough. Your score has been low, but you did better than the average score for today.
Yeah.
Impressive. You're doing better than 100% of Jeopardy.
Fuck! 100%! And we only got
four. Great. Yes.
People are dumb, dude. People
are
dumb.
You'll be playing against Kat and Dave today. Good luck, players. Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each. Your first Jeopardy category is U.S. military action. A failed attempt at rescuing U.S. hostages from this country in 1980 led future President Reagan to build up defenses.
What is Iran?
Yes.
Excellent. The next category is celebrity memoir. Talked about her marriage and eventual split with Nick Lachey in the memoir. Open book.
Repeat.
Again, the category is celebrity memoir. The singer talked about her marriage and eventual split with Nick Lachey in the memoir. Open book.
Who is Jessica Simpson?
Excellent.
Damn, look at you. Got your finger on the pulse of America.
Compass is horizontal position, but a watch with this instrument that measures elevation can help pinpoint your locale further.
Repeat.
Again, the category is hiking gear.
Altimeter.
The compass gives horizontal position, but a watch with this instrument that measures elevation can help pinpoint your locale further.
What is altimeter?
You're right, and you are in the lead with $600. Kat and Dave are tied for second place.
Bring on more high blood pressure pills.
I'm massaging your shoulders. Come on.
Cut me.
It comes from the Japanese for harbor wave, because the harbor is where it causes damage.
Repeat.
Again, the category is etymology. This word comes from the Japanese for harbor wave, because the harbor is where it causes damage.
What is tsunami?
Correct.
Yes. Damn, dude.
Umami tsunami.
Still practiced in its traditional manner by Indian.
Good slogan. It's an umami tsunami.
Love it. Repeat.
Again, the category is the right stuff. Still practiced in its traditional manner by India's Brahmin caste, Upanana is an initiation rite in this religion.
What is Hinduism?
That's
You're a wizard. You are a wizard, Zigzag.
The Granger movement saw people in this profession band together against the cost of rail transport and grain elevators.
Repeat.
Again, the category is movement. The Granger movement saw people in this profession band together against the cost of rail transport and grain elevators.
What is farming?
Correct. Mm-hmm. That is it for our sixth clue. Right now,
this is your ground.
100. Then comes Dave with 600, followed by Kat with 400.
All right, let's move on now to the Double Jeopardy round.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each.
Umami, umami.
The seventh category is near the equator. April's average temperature in Libreville, the capital of this country, is around 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Repeat.
Again,
the category is near the equator.
April's average temperature in Libreville, the capital of this country, is around 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
And where?
What is...
That's not it.
Cambodia.
Best response was, what is Gabon?
category is essay. Tsunami.
Wesley Morris brought up Burt Reynolds in his 2020 essay about the black experience with this facial feature.
What is a mustache?
The job.
Yep.
Someone made that into a thing?
Meant to boost marginalized communities, space is our place, is a mural in this state city of Huntsville.
What is Alabama?
Yes, that's it.
Nice.
9 clues. You're in the lead with 2,000. Take a second with 1,800, and then third comes cat with 800. Our 10th Jeopardy category is the modern world. Delta works in the Netherlands. Was built in response to a flutter. 15.
Repeat.
Again, the category is engineering marvel. Name one of the seven wonders of the modern world. Delta works in the Netherlands. Was built in response to a flutter. 15.
What is the Adriatic?
Sorry.
I was going to say the same thing.
What is the North Sea? Today's 11th Jeopardy category is music from 10 years ago. Jeffy J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj came into the room and up the charts with this 2014 song.
Repeat.
Again, the category is music from 10 years ago. Jeffy J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj came into the room and up the charts with this 2014 song.
What is Boy Boy? I have no idea.
The correct response was what is Bang Bang?
Bang Bang, damn it.
Brilliant. Name for a song.
Tsunami, umami.
Umami, tsunami.
Jeopardy.
That'd be a great name for a song.
Jeopardy category is the response includes the letters.
Umami Bukkake.
Dave is in the lead with 2,600. You have 2,000. And Kat is third with 1,600.
Someone beating
you can wager up to your current score of 2,000. How much would you like to wager?
500.
You wager $500. Is that right?
No.
Dave is currently winning with 2,600.
We're getting beat.
You are in second with 2,000, and Kat is in third with 2,000. You can wager up to your current score of 2,000. How much would you like to wager?
801.
Again, you wagered $801. Is that right?
Yes.
The next Jeopardy category is theologia. The response includes the letters OLD in order. Because it can be mistaken for something more expensive, iron pyrite is also known by this two-word name.
What is fool's gold?
Yes, that's correct. The correct response is what is fool's gold. Nice job. Time to see how you did. If you're on top with 2,801, they finish your second with $2,800.
Ah, we beat him by a dollar. Fuck yes, my gambling style. Dude, he only bet 200. They must be AI, dude.
Impressive. You're doing better than 100% of Jeopardy players this week.
Do you want to catch up on the clues you missed?
Yes. Are we a couple champions at this point?
Are Steph and
I think we've been a champion since we started in 2012.
First Jeopardy category is presidents and first ladies. Horse and buggy in D.C., this 18th president, was stopped for speeding several times.
Repeat.
Again, the category is presidents and first ladies.
You know this?
And horse and buggy in
yeah,
D.C.
there's like a, they did some kind of law.
Stopped for speeding several times.
Repeat.
Again, the category is presidents and first ladies. While driving his horse in buggy in D.C., this 18th president was stopped for speeding several times.
Who is Adams?
That's not it. The correct response was who is Ulysses Grant.
Grant.
The next Jeopardy
yeah, there's some. They wanted to let him off, and he insisted on paying the fine.
Plays a woman named Joy who goes missing in a streaming series titled Beach Bruce. Never fall. Again, the category is culture, popularity. Annette Bening plays a woman named Joy who goes missing in a streaming series titled Beach Bruce, Never Fall.
What are lemons?
No.
Apples?
The correct response is what are apples?
God damn it! What did I do that for?
I'm leaving.
You should.
Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way.
Repeat.
Again, the category is name that author. He wrote, all happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way.
Who was William Faulkner?
Who was Freud?
The correct response was who was Leo Tolstoy.
Tolstoy.
It's Anna Karenina.
$200.
Oh,
Mr. English. The fourth Jeopardy category is Italian product. This fashion brand wasn't founded by engine inventor Rudolph. It was started in 1978 by Renzo Rosso.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Italian product. This fashion brand wasn't founded by engine inventor Rudolph. It was started in 1978 by Renzo Rosso.
What is Prada?
Nope. The correct response was what is diesel? Today's fifth Jeopardy category is words and their meaning, described as being verdant, has the appearance of this color.
What is green?
You're right.
Nice.
Today's sixth Jeopardy category is what are you afraid of? Phobia is the fear of the celestial body.
What is the moon?
Correct. And Steph and Julie are tied with $600. You are in third place with $400.
Let's move on to Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy teams are worth $400 each. Our next Jeopardy category is relax. It's math. You'll be cooking, if you know this term, for the difference between the smallest and largest values in a set of data. Again, the category is relax. It's math. You'll be cooking, if you know this term, for the difference between the smallest and largest values in a set of data.
Repeat.
Again, the category is relax. It's math. You'll be cooking if you know this term for the difference between the smallest and largest values in a set of data.
What is meat?
No. The correct response was what is range.
Nah.
Our next Jeopardy category is the picture of someone named Gray. For deciphering messages during World War II, Nigel de Grey was known as this 11-letter type of person.
What is Codebuster?
That's not it. The correct response was what is Codebreaker?
Oh my God!
Shared international lake. Forming part of the Rhine River's course, Lake Constance borders Austria, Switzerland, and this country.
Repeat. I think they need to come back and tell us that our saying was right.
Forming part of the Rhine River course, Lake Constance borders Austria, Switzerland, and this country. That's not it.
No!
The correct response was what is Germany?
Oh, no!
Oh, man.
Give us that one. Give us that one, goddamn.
Are you sure? No, I don't want to know.
Yes, I answered out of turn.
The category is 20th century song, 21st century ad. In an ad, a groom tried to win the heart of a super user by getting Don't You Want Me by this group played on the radio.
Repeat.
Again,
don't,
the category
don't
is 20th century
me.
Song, 21st century ad. In an ad, a groom tried to win the heart of a super user by getting Don't You Want Me by this group played on the radio.
Repeat.
Again, the category is 20th century song, 21st century ad. In an ad, a groom tried to win the heart of a Swiffer user by getting Don't You Want Me by this group played on the radio.
Who is missing persons?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was who are the human leads.
Human leads. I knew it had something to do with people.
One hit wonders.
April 28, 1789, Fletcher Christian and his fellow mutineers sent this captain away on what would turn out to be a 47-day voyage.
Repeat.
Again, the category is I'll Remember Late April. On April 28, 1789, Fletcher Christian and his fellow mutineers sent this captain away on what would turn out to be a 47-day voyage.
Captain Bligh.
You're right.
Yes. Nice.
We got four so far.
Let's gamble our way to Victoire.
That's what I say every time I go to Vegas.
The final definition is pronoun. The response is a noun that starts with the letter T-R-O. The scores are Julie with 1,400, followed by Steph with 1,000, and you with 800. You can wager up to your current score of 800. How much would you like to wager?
800.
You wagered $800. Is that right?
Yes.
Your 12th category.
If we get this
right,
we should tie her.
The response is a noun that starts with the letter T-R-O. Because it doesn't dissolve in water, this strong anesthetic comes in a solution made with soybean oil and fat from egg yolk.
Fanonol. Isn't that what Michael Jackson died from?
Propofol, yeah.
Oh.
The correct response was what is propofol.
Ah!
Too bad. I know you'll get it next time. Let's check
Damn.
I'm going to give us that, but we're not going to win.
First is $1,600.
Oh, we would have beat her. Oh, we would have. Yeah, we would have beat her, but no, we would have tied her.
Don't worry.
Give us that. We won. God damn it.
I gave you I gave us the point, but not the win.
Better than the average score for today. Impressive.
We would have tied her.
Better than 100% of Jeopardy players this week.
We would have had 1,600.
On the clues you missed.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry about that, Rufus. I mean, I thought that was how you said it.
You've been matched against Mary.
I wouldn't expect any more from you.
Propofol. I knew it was something like that.
Your first category is taking
if you spell it wrong, you get it right on regular Jeopardy.
Next night's tea, the little duck tea, in this U.S. state.
What is Florida?
Correct. Your second Jeopardy category is book and book. Calls for the jailer's daughter in the Charter House of Parma, a work by this one-named French author.
Voltaire.
Sorry. The correct response is who is Stendhal. Your category is last names the same. It's the last name shared by comedian Dave and Apple CEO Tim.
What is Cook?
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Three clues in, and you and Mary are tied with $400. Matted in third place with $200 on this category is an Emmy winning role. Katherine Heigl turned her work as an MD into an Emmy when she picked up a win for playing Izzy Stevens on this series.
What is Saint Elsewhere?
No. The correct response was what is Grey's Anatomy?
The other show.
The category is also a basketball term. Any piece of inside information given in advance can go by this hyphenated again. The category is also a basketball term. Any piece of inside information given in advance can go by this hyphenated term.
Repeat.
Again, the category is also a basketball term. Any piece of inside information given in advance can go by this hyphenated term.
What is a layup?
Sorry. The correct response was what is tip-off.
What?
Our sixth category is the Sunday scary. You might have Sunday anxiety over what you wear for Monday's video call on this app, founded by Eric Yuan, that thrived in 2020.
The Zoom.
Correct. Six clues in, and you and Mary are tied with $600. Matt is in third place with $400.
I hope you're ready for another six clues.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Today's seventh category is Secrets of the Octopus. An octopus has three of these organs. When the octopus swims, one of them stops working temporarily.
What is heart?
Correct. Your next category is historical figures. The story of this man chopping down a cherry tree and saying, "I cannot tell a lie," was made up by Minister Mason Locke Weems.
It was George Washington.
You're right. Our category is Zimbabwe. More than two-thirds of the people in Zimbabwe use Shona as their primary race.
What is language?
Good job.
Damn!
And you're winning with 1,800. Mary is in second place with 1,400, then Matt with 400. Our next category is library. A cuneiform tablet dating back to 1789 BC is kept at the Thomas Fisher Rare Book Library in the capital of Ontario, Canada.
What is Quebec?
That's not it. The correct response was, what is Toronto?
Toronto.
Our next Jeopardy category is, in the role almost goes to, a scheduling conflict with the movie Spy Game saw Brad Pitt lose the title role in The Bourne Identity to him.
Who is Matt Damon?
Correct. It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is six-syllable words. You are in the lead with 2,200. Mary has 1,400, and Matt is third with 800. You can wager up to your current score of 2,200. How much would you like to wager?
100.
You wagered $100. Is that right?
No.
You are in the lead with 2,200. Mary has 1,400, and Matt is third with 800. You can wager up to your current score of 2,200. How much would you like to wager?
201.
Again, you wagered $201. Is that right?
Yes.
Our 12th category is six-syllable words. In law, a person who stands to gain money from an insurance policy is known by this term.
What is a beneficiary?
You got it. You got it.
Excellent. The correct response was, what is beneficiary? Nice job. Let's see the final scores. It's you on top with $2,401. Mary finishes second with $1,300. And Matt with $1,000 for third place. Congrats.
Nice.
You're the winner.
Going into it.
You scored in the top 10% of players today. Impressive.
But no.
Do you want to replay the Daily Clues?
No.
Got a good ear for music? Then prove it. Would you like to play song
you
quiz?
You disgust me with your inability to listen to Propran with football. Well, Rufus, we didn't do too bad, I don't think.
Not too bad. We won all of them but one. Numbers-wise, we've done better. But in terms of wins and losses, we only lost one.
Yeah, we were in a pretty good roll. We should have tied that one, too, is what sucks. God damn it.
That's true.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for tuning in to Hypersloth Happy Hour Zigzag. Until next time, don't forget, we will be doing on our next show, we will be doing the next three coldest to hottest hot ones challenge hot sauces. I'm trying to put these back in order here with us. Kind of concerned. Let's see. So, okay. So basically, really, yeah, sex plans, they're going to be getting hotter. Like the lowest level one will be hotter each week, and the hottest one will be the hottest yet.
Yeah, I don't see how they can get hotter than the last dab that we did, though, but I don't know. Perspective is everything, I guess.
In the bomb? Well, this one, I was thinking about this one upstairs. I was telling my wife and daughter, right? I'm like, the bomb was pretty hot during our intermission.
Yeah.
And my daughter wanted to know how they base a Scoville unit, so she's upstairs looking that up right now. She's like, how do they come up with a Scoville unit? Do you have any idea?
Opinion?
How long it takes to blister paint? I mean, what?
Yeah. Does it melt steel like the Twin Towers?
So by comparison, are you ready for this then? By our books here, Da Bomb, the Extreme Last Dab, will be 200 times hotter than that.
I don't like the sound of that.
Because it's 2 million, right? It's 2,950,000. That one was 156,500.
Now, if you had a guess, would you say that it's going to be hotter instantly or be hotter longer?
I mean, both, I would imagine.
I know. I don't want it to be both those Zigzag. I want it to be instant and go away fast.
I don't think so, dude. I don't think so. I mean, you look, I don't even know if that, is that good radio or television? Is that good television? It works for hot ones. Does it work for two guys puking into a bucket? They have a doctor there. They have a doctor. There's no doctor.
Right. It's just like making us rich.
You know what to do. He'd probably pull the plug.
I'm concerned about my health. And that last dab looks thick.
Oh,
like, you're gonna coat, you just be creamy all in your mouth.
There must be a trick. I think I read oil, cooking oil,
hot wax. coat your mouth in hot wax, let it. Or Homer Simpson did that before he ate the hot pepper.
It sounds like a plan then. Hey.
Yes.
Oh, I got you. You don't want it?
Yeah. What?
This.
So good, dude.
It's the dobro or whatever they call this thing. It's just a steel guitar. They don't call it a dobro. But on the next show, let's dedicate. Well, how are we going to do this? Because we should.
Maybe we.
We should work on the song in the VIP part of the show, or should we not even air working on the song?
Should we have two shows? One that's like a working show.
We do a working show and an entertainment show. I love it.
Why not? Entertainment show on Saturday. Working show on like a Wednesday.
Whatever you think, dude. You decide.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Wednesdays I have my planning commission meeting. Like that's like every fourth Wednesday though, so it could be Wednesdays. Now we'll just have to skip it around once in a while.
Just if we do Thursday. I don't give a shit. That matter to me.
I would do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't care. You decide. Folks,
I'll decide.
You know what? We're deciding right now. We're not gonna put it off and decide via text a month from now. Decide, God damn you.
Can't be Friday. Tuesday.
Let's just make it Wednesday. No, we'll just make it Wednesday.
Are you sure?
We'll figure out this other thing. Like I said, we're only having meetings like every 6 weeks or something now. So.
Okay.
Wednesday it is, Rufus. Wednesday, an hour? How long are we dedicating to the songwriting?
We should book an hour and just see how it goes.
There you go. All right. Are you going to put on Blog Tech Radio? Or no, we're just going to do it via Skype and then release it later after we get everything situated.
We can do either. I mean, it's not like we have to pay extra to Blog Talk Radio.
All right. If you want it live for someone to rip off our fucking awesome tunes, great. Yeah, great idea.
That is something to think about.
Every time we put something out there, it ends up being something for someone else. I just want to reiterate.
It's true. Yes.
To think that we were working on that rocket thing for credit cards in 2014.
And now there's like three apps doing it.
Yeah, and they don't even do it as good still. They still don't even have it figured out like we had it figured out. They're not offering another service for a 30-day fucking sign-up. I mean, they're missing the boat, Rufus. But they might. I don't know. I've never downloaded them or tried to use them. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Me either. Fuck you. That's my attitude, too. I'm like, I'm not even going
to. Even though it's a great idea and I would love to have it, no. No, I will continue to pay random charges on my fucking credit card, even though I came up with the whole app that fucking got rid of that for you. But we couldn't find one jackass at fucking Notre Dame University to fucking write it. And the only one guy that got back was from LifeLock. Seemed like he was some Russian hack.
Subscribe to more subscriptions just out of spite.
You should. That's a good idea. You know what? I'm going to see how many I can subscribe to tonight. Good
news. You do it.
My credit card's only good for 24 more days, so.
Wow. Lucky you.
That way I won't ever have to pay.
Luckily, I moved into a new house, so I'm getting mail from the people who lived here before, and I've already got four credit cards in their name.
Awesome. What's their credit rating like? I could use a few.
Not good now.
Did you sell your other house?
Yeah, we actually closed on it last week.
So did the other people move in?
I guess. That's their business. Well, I got the money. We're out.
Wonder how many credit cards they'll be getting in your name.
Oh, shit. Luckily for them, my credit score is ass.
That's right.
Yeah.
You must have like a 900 credit score. You bought like five houses in the last 5 years.
My credit score is pretty good.
Give us a number.
I don't want to brag, but
starting with a 7.
It's not in the 8s. I'm not the elite.
I don't know if anybody is in the 8s, dude, because I have a pretty good credit score too, and it's not in the 8s.
I think the only people in the 8s are the people who run those companies.
I mean, I don't think they allow anybody. It's like they just like your teacher that didn't give an A. It'll never be good enough. Your credit score can never be good enough. You need more credit. You need less credit. You need more open accounts. You need less open accounts. You need to get more credit, but don't inquire about getting credit because that ruins your credit score.
Yeah, right. Don't even ask about credit because that'll fuck your credit.
I'm afraid to fucking ask about credit.
So my wife's terrified of it.
It makes sense. I mean, we don't have any credit card debt. I guess I'm talking more debit card, but I guess I do have, I'm going to be honest with you, $1,174 of fucked credit card debt.
Oh, you're fucked.
Because they tell you to keep a balance, right? I paid it off one time and my credit score went down. They're like, you should keep a higher balance on your credit card to prove to credit card companies that you can pay interest on credit cards.
I heard that's a mess.
It's ridiculous. All right, folks, this is Double Z saying, ow, ouch!
This is Rufus saying, ow, ow,
ouch! We will be saying, ow, ow, ouch! Ow, ow! Pain from the hot bosses. All right, folks, Double Z saying out. Rufus, Wednesday?
Wednesday, work meeting. We're going to work it out.
Work meeting, folks. Sorry you can't be in on it. Rufus is being selfish, and so is Double Z. All right, folks.
Protecting our IP.
There you go, IP. That's what I like to use that term. IP. That's right, folks. You don't have it. We got it. It's IP. All right, folks. Until next time, stay out of the way of a umami tsunami. And the Double Z was saying, see ya. Are you going to play out the intro? Play out the music.
Let me see if I can find it.
Did they kick us off already?
Yeah, we're kicked off. We can't play no outro music.
All right, folks. Until next time, Double Z saying out. See ya.